A new report from the National Academy of Sciences says NASA's plan to save the Hubble Space Telescope will probably fail. NASA is preparing to spend as much as $2 billion on an unprecedented robotic mission to Hubble. The Academy says the mission probably won't be ready in time, and it strongly recommends sending astronauts instead. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The report puts NASA in a very sticky situation. Back in January, the space agency decided to cancel a final planned shuttle trip to Hubble that would have brought up new batteries, gyroscopes, and instruments. NASA's administrator explained that after the Columbia shuttle accident, he did not want to send astronauts anywhere but the space station to complete its construction. O'Keefe later embraced the idea of sending a robot up to service Hubble, but at the time, it was as if he had proposed killing the world's last panda bear. Scientists complained, the public wrote letters, and some members of Congress demanded that NASA get the advice of the esteemed National Academy of Sciences. The Academy put together a panel of technical experts, scientists, engineers, a former NASA administrator, a former astronaut. The panel also included Roger Tetrault, who served on the Columbia Accident Investigation Board, which produced the definitive report on the shuttle accident.
I wasn't necessarily an advocate for saving the Hubble, and I ultimately came to the conclusion that the potential contributions to the human knowledge base was immense. And that, therefore, the first answer was we had to save Hubble.
Tetrault said that when the panel spoke with NASA about the idea of sending a robot up, the engineers there were optimistic it could be done in time. Scientists estimate that if Hubble isn't serviced in the next 2 to 3 years, Hubble's batteries could die and the telescope could freeze and break. The Academy report says the chance of getting a robot to Hubble in time and having it succeed is low. Joe Rothenberg served on the Academy panel. He's a former NASA associate administrator.
The historical precedent for trying to do a mission as complex as this in 39 months is there is none.
A NASA spokesman says the agency will not comment on the report until officials have had time to read it thoroughly. But NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe spoke with NPR last month. I asked if he had had any second thoughts about the robotic plan.
It's not a question of second thoughts. It's a question of maintaining a principle that we are always going to be focused on the credibility of this agency, to honor the recommendations of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board, to make sure we fulfill those objectives and do it in a way that doesn't just look the other way if it's convenient. And I intend to do that as long as I'm here.
The Columbia Accident Investigation Board recommended a number of changes to improve safety, but it did not explicitly rule out flights to Hubble. The board's chairman later said he thought sending astronauts to Hubble was about as safe as sending astronauts to the space station, and the Academy panel reached a similar conclusion. Louis Lanzarotti chaired the committee.
We conclude, from our analyses, the difference between the risk faced by the crew of a single shuttle mission to the ISS, the International Space Station, already accepted by NASA and the nation, and the risk faced by the crew of a shuttle mission to the Hubble is very small. Given the intrinsic value of a serviced Hubble mission and the high likelihood of a success for a shuttle servicing mission, the committee concludes that such a mission is worth the risk.
It's unclear what effect the Academy's recommendations will have. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison from Texas, home to one of NASA's main centers for human spaceflight, praised the report, and she said she agrees sending humans up is the way to go.
I think if we become totally risk-averse in NASA, we might as well shut it down. We have made the huge gains in control of the skies and space exploration because we took a chance.
One congressional staffer involved with the issue, however, said it was unlikely that Congress would direct NASA to do something that could risk human life. The Academy report is not the only one casting doubt on NASA's plans. A second study commissioned by NASA from an independent contractor also concluded that a robotic mission stood a high risk of not being ready in time. NASA will have to make a final decision soon. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.